This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
Whatever you seek, whoever you are, there's a place for you here. Our doors are open. Our tables are set. This is Boston, and we are all inclusive.
That's some sound from All Inclusive Boston, the city's campaign begun under former interim mayor Kim Janey. The goal? Reimagine how Boston is perceived locally and across the globe. Current Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has doubled down. She's hired a night czar and recently announced John Borders IV as her new director of tourism, sports, and entertainment. According to the City of Boston's website, John's job includes supporting, quote, the tourism industry in Boston by producing events, supporting film and TV production, and marketing the city to conventions and visitors, end quote. It's a big job. So how's he going to do it? Well, John's here in Studio 2. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's have a little fun to start. What is your favorite thing to do in Boston?
It's a great question. My favorite thing to do in Boston, I'm going to be biased, taking a C's game.
Celtics game.
I'm an avid sports fan. I really, really love that we are known as a sports town. I think there's an opportunity to engage so many different people in arts and music and culture and food. And I think those are things that bring people together, especially sports. So having had a background, a little bit of time working with the Boston Celtics, I'm very, very biased when it comes to those green guys.
It's kind of nice to be able to embrace that bias.
Yeah. I can lean into it now. It's like, oh, where are you from? Boston. Oh, yeah. You know, we get to talk about it. So, and the guys are playing really well right now. So shout out to the C's.
Are we accessible? You know, Revs, Sox, Celtics, Boston Pride. Are we accessible on the sports front? And should we be doing more there?
That's a great question. I think the answer is yes. But there's always room to do more. I mean, until as we use equity as the North Star, I think there's always opportunities to bring in more people. And whether that be a lot of different clubs and organizations are doing great work around having different nights where they're focused on different groups, whether it's a Pride night, whether it's, you know, this type of month or that type of month where they're really amplifying different voices. I think there's always more that can be done there, but I think we're well on our way.
How do you do tourism, sports, and entertainment, and I'm thinking also movies and TV, with this equity focus, this equity anchor as the guiding light? What looks different because you do that?
It's a great question. I think we start by understanding what the landscape was and understanding what is going on now and what can be. So I think a lot of it has to do with access. I have a tattoo on my wrist of a skeleton key. Access means so much to me. I think you have the ability to unlock and create opportunity all across the board. So I think by streamlining access and those entry points and giving people opportunities that they typically would not have, we're in the process of continuing to engage our relationship with Boston Neighborhood Network and something in terms of low-hanging fruit. I remember being a kid in the city of Boston and watching BNN and watching local sports, watching English High School play Snowden on Channel 3 and, you know, remembering those days. And I'm like, we need to actively work to bring back that game of the week and give kids who are working in these after-school programs and they are part of the AV club locally, give them opportunities to learn how to edit, learn, you know, how to work these cameras and tripods. You know, you have TikTok as the number one app in the world, but then you have kids who are able to create content. And how do we move those into career pathing for them? How do we give them opportunities where they're actually out shooting content, cutting, and then, you know, kind of moving into these, you know, comms roles and getting internship opportunities? So I think as we think of the lens of the international, the national, and then local, we start locally. And what does it mean for us to lean into the amazing things that we're already doing here in the city? So I think that's where we're starting.
We're speaking with John Borders IV, who's the new director of tourism, sports, and entertainment for the city. Let's stay in film and TV for a minute.
Go for it.
We've done a series here on Radio Boston called Set in Boston about films that we were either about or made in Boston. We've done everything from Blue Hill Avenue to The Departed.
Yeah.
there's a long tradition, healthy maybe not, but there is a long tradition sort of Boston being known in film and television as white, Southie Charlestown, bank-robbing, mafia Boston.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the reasons we did Blue Hill Avenue was to take a different look.
Yeah.
This is part of your purview. So one, how do you attract stories and films that tell the whole story of Boston? And two, do you actually have to shut down a little bit of the other stuff in order to, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, whatever the next Dennis Lehane book movie is going to be.
Yeah. I think that's I'm going to keep saying it. These are good questions.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing well. I'm still 6 weeks into my role.
Yeah.
So I'll start there. And again, gathering information and understanding who wants to come to Boston and why. I do think our office will have some control over what films here and what doesn't. But I think we also want to give people opportunities to, as you shared, see Boston in different lights. So it's not just, you know, old white Charlestown, you know, mob ties, kind of, you know, bank robbery films. And that's not the only view of Boston. Boston currently is 51% BIPOC. Boston is 21% Black. You would not know that if you were not here. Like, so how do we amplify those voices? How do we give people access to seeing Boston in a different lens? And I think the all-inclusive campaign, the award-winning all-inclusive campaign, is a great start. But what are, again, the different opportunities that we have to allow people to see what that looks like? When I think of even the tourism lens, we're coming up on Restaurant Week, where you have a two-week window where people are typically taking in their favorite restaurants. Why don't we put out a challenge to the entire city saying, we challenge you to go eat in a neighborhood that you've never been to? If you're from Brighton, go to Mattapan. If you're from Dorchester, go to South Boston. Like, you would not, like, we have to challenge people to move around and really take in this city and to get out of their comfort zones. Because I think as segregated as this city has been, there's a new opportunity. There's a new pulse of the city. There's a new tenor, if you would, of what the city has to offer. And people are now starting to kind of push up against that. I mean, as the colloquialism would say, you know, we're outside right now. People are excited to be back out. So what does that movement mean? You got to get beyond your neighborhood. You got to get beyond your comfort zone and start having these, you know, ugly, honest conversations and kind of moving past that and seeing what the city has to offer. And there's so much here. There's so much here. So I think to your earlier point about the films, I think it's cool to show what Boston has been. Absolutely. This is what Boston was known for. But I think if we stop there, we're doing ourselves a disservice. There's so much more that the city has to offer.
So I want to hit two rate limiting factors here. And the first one, so we reached out to our texting group, asked them, what do you want to see more of? And if you want to join that texting group, you text the word Boston to 617-766-0382. That's Boston to 617-766-0382. Luke from Boston brought back to us what we always hear when we talk about what's possible in Boston. Boston should have the T run 24/7 mm-hmm. for safely getting around at night, and there should be more 18-plus clubs. My emphasis, less on the 18-plus clubs today, more on the T. It is a rate-limiting factor. Do you have influence there? Are you building a relationship with the MBTA? How do you work on that lever?
That's a great question. We are in the process of exploring any and all opportunities for what, as our mayor would say, Boston to be a 24-hour city. So we know that we have to have the T working and working at the highest level. So the essence of our infrastructure, some of that has to do with city resources. Some of that has to do with state government, and some will have to do with even at the national and federal level, what that support looks like. We know that we have the oldest, the first mobile transit in the nation. So that is something that we tout. That's something that we champion. We were the first to say, this is how you get around. This is how you do it from a communal aspect. Do we have upgrades that need to happen? Of course, that's going to take place, and it is taking place. But yes, there is an opportunity to do more in this city. Shout out to Luke, 18 plus clubs. I'll be working closely with the late night czar, my colleague Corrine Reynolds, who will be leaning into what that looks like. But we're exploring any and all opportunities of what that looks like, because it's not just the 18 plus clubs, but I have three children. So what does it mean to be out with your family at night and take in experiences? How can we, you know, our mayor is really big on making this a family-friendly city. So what does that look like when you go out and you want to, you know, take in a meal and go to the movies with your kids or go bowling or do this or that? Like, there are so many different other opportunities. So how can we explore these different spaces and really take advantage of that? So I think there's a whole lot of exploration right now, and we are depending on the community. So please, I look forward to getting these text messages that you have to share and answering these questions offline. I'm all about it, because we need the community input.
We can't do this by ourselves.
Yeah.
And just a couple highlights for you. An annual Boston area bike tour. Ty in Boston said, model one after the five borough bike tour in New York. Westy in Boston said, how about a sculpture exhibit? We'll give you the rest of them too.
Let's do it.
So listen, the other rate limiting factor, you don't have authority over the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority.
Not at all.
But I know you're responsible for conventions. You're responsible for collaborating with them. Diana DiZoglio, the auditor, has just launched an audit. There was a report in the Boston Globe that five employees have filed complaints about racism. Attracting a diverse group of tourists and conventions can be tough when that's the reputation. How are you thinking about that in your role?
Great question. I think it's starting with, again, uncovering what has been. So for those complaints to come out, for people to be able to speak out and say, we feel that there were some discriminatory practices that were in place. If that be true, if that be the case, then let's rid ourselves of that. That does not, these one-offs do not represent all of what Boston has to offer. So again, the unfortunate part is, you know, if that, and I don't know all the details of the case, so I'm not going to be able to speak directly to it in that regard. But if these things, how do we destigmatize what Boston was?
Yeah.
We continue to amplify what Boston is. So being able to create space for the Boston Wild Black, being able to create space for the all-inclusive campaign, being able to amplify amazing people doing great work already. There are so many different Black-owned businesses that are even starting to pop up and really lean in. I'm not trying to amplify certain people. I recently went to the Hugh restaurant in the Copley area, which is, you know, minority-owned as well. So you have an opportunity to take in these different experiences and see a different Boston. As we continue to draw and attract different conventions that have, you know, typically shied away from what Boston is, the only way they'll see that they have an option to come to Boston is to show what Boston is. So it's not just the convention center, but what does the city have to offer that would draw us here? What does the city have to offer that would attract us? And I think we can compete with the best of them when it comes to those things.
So how important is a really successful NAACP convention this summer here in Boston?
Extremely important. And we want your input. We want your feedback. We want you to come out. There are going to be so many different people from all these different parts of the country seeing Boston in a new light. I don't want to tell too much, but we're actually in the process of moving Gospel Fest, which typically takes place on a Sunday in August. We're moving it up to be a part of that NAACP weekend. There are different things. I can't tell too many things, but just stay tuned. NAACP weekend is going to be amazing, and I think there are a lot of really cool things. We will put our best foot forward as a city to show off who we are when the NAACP convention comes to town.
All right, John Borders IV is the new director of tourism, sports, and entertainment at the City of Boston. Will you come back and talk to us again?
I promise. Thank you so much for the opportunity. This was great.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.